صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه.
Today we're going to be looking at the blessed perspiration, the blessed sweat of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and what beautiful smell it contained. And what is going to be the reminder today? Well, we'll wait at the end and we'll tell you what do we learn from here and what is the reminder today. So we find in various narrations, firstly Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu, he says that كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم كثير العرق, that the beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم would sweat a lot, or he would sweat quite a bit. So, but the blessed description of the beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, his sweat and the fragrance, وكان عرقه صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في وجهه كاللؤلؤ وأطيب من المسك الأذفر, that the beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, the blessed sweat and perspiration on his blessed face would look like pearls, and it would smell even better than a great smelling musk, a strong great smelling musk. His blessed perspiration would smell even better than that. And look at the beautiful way it's been described. It would be like pearls on the blessed face of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And we find that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would have revelation, you know, wahi would come, and the Quran is, for example, revealed to him, at that point his body would become heavy and he would start to perspire, he'd start to sweat. So perspiration there as well. And it's described that it would shine, his blessed forehead would start to drip with sweat like pearls on his blessed forehead. So once again, it's been described as pearls. And even if it was in the winter, this would happen at the time of the revelation. So this was the blessed sweat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the fragrance, this is clearly evident from this narration of Ummi Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha, that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would go and he would rest at the place of Sayyida Ummi Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha. She would lay out a bed for him and he would rest there, and she would gather the blessed perspiration, the blessed sweat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She would gather it together. So the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked, Ya Umma Sulaym, ma hadha? That, O Umma Sulaym, what is this? And she said, what was her reply? She says, this is araquka ya Rasulullah. This is your blessed perspiration. عَرَقُكَ نَجْعَلُهُ فِي طِيبِنَا. We place this, we put this, and we mix this into our perfume. وَهُوَ مِنْ أَطْيَبِ الطِيبِ. This is the best of perfumes. Your blessed sweat and your blessed perspiration is the best of perfumes. And in another, actually, we find in another narration that she said that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, نَرْجُو بَرَكَتَهُ لِصِبِيَانِنَا. That we aim and we hope to gain its blessings, the blessings of your perspiration and blessings of your blessed sweat for our children. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Asabti. And so this was in praise of the act of Sayyida Ummi Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha. So this is the blessed perspiration of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for the blessed body of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was fragrant within itself. The blessed palm of the hand of the Prophet ﷺ is described as even more soft than silk. Even more soft than silk. And his blessed palm and hand would always have this beautiful smell. Like it was the hand of a perfume seller. But even though, whether he ﷺ had applied perfume onto his hand or not, his hand would always smell beautiful. And it's stated that when he would shake hands with anybody, that person would find that beautiful smell on his hand throughout the entire day. And when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would place his blessed hand onto the head of any child, that child would be recognized easily from amongst the other children. Why? Because of the blessed smell and the beautiful smell that his head now had from the blessed hand of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu, he says that I have never touched any silk that is softer than the hand of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning that the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is even softer. And this is such a beautiful description and a beautiful way that Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu puts it. Sayyidina Jabir bin Samurah radiallahu anhu, he says that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam touched his cheeks. And he says, فَوَجَدْتُ لِيَدِهِ بَرَدًا وَرِيحًا, that I felt the coolness of his blessed hand and the beautiful smell of his blessed hand. كَأَنَّمَا أَخْرَجَهَا مِنْ جُؤْنَةِ عَطَّارِ, like he had taken it out from a container of a perfume, celestial, from a container of perfume. This is the beautiful smell of the beautiful body of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was recognized when he would come as well. And when he had passed, in fact, when he had passed by any pathway and somebody was following, they'd be able to tell that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed by this street or this pathway. Why? Because of the blessed smell of the blessed body of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And this is why Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan Ali Rahma, he says, kya mahakte hain mahakne wale, boo pe chalte hain bhatakne wale, that such a beautiful fragrance is emitted and it comes from the blessed body of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when the companions alayhi maridwan, they wanted to find the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how would they find him? They'd find him through the means of the smell that was left on the pathway of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, so this was the body of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this was the smell, this was the fragrance without having applied any perfume. Yes, he did also use perfume in order to teach us, the followers, and this is something we'll cover in the future, but this was the blessed body of the Prophet ﷺ without having applied perfume. What do we learn from this? What is our reminder? Our reminder is that our beloved Nabi ﷺ is not an ordinary human being. We sweat and we're in need of deodorants and all sorts of perfumes in order to make ourselves smell better. But the blessed perspiration of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best of perfumes. So this is definitely, this shows us that we are not, ma'azallah, we are not like the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is not like us. He is the best of the entire creation and he is not an ordinary human being. So alhamdulillah, this is something that we need to take on board. This is the reminder for the day that do not ever, we should never ever consider that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was just like us, ma'azallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to remember what we've learned and pass it on to others.